Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here kicking off the third hour of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
We are talking about the physicals versus the virtuals, and I want to continue that conversation on the way. We'll recap for those of you just tuning in what that means. Two different types of people.
Two different classes of mankind.
But is it that simple? Well, we'll dig in further and find out. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we got a clip of Bill Gates, who is admitting that he's very sad about something. We'll explain what that is.
What could make someone a humanitarian, so-called megalomaniac like Bill Gates, what could make him sad?
Yeah, we'll find out. Coming up here in a bit. But first, Jessica is on the line calling us from Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
It's like, I want to know when the American people, the electorate, essentially, the people that vote, are going to get it, that there's no real difference between the policies of the Democrats and the Republicans. With each passing administration, like Bush had the Patriot Act, you know, which was authoritarian in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Obama railed against it when Obama got in. He put in Patriot 2, which was an augmentation of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Trump got in. He didn't repeal anything.
Nope.
You know,
no, they all just continue on the policies of their predecessors with very minimal changes. The power builds on power and power increases, and they all scratch each other's backs. And, you know, you even see them when they have their inaugurations and the previous presidents are there. They're all, you know, they're all kissing and hugging and loving on each other. I mean, it's a good old boys club, and you're not in it.
Yeah, but the thing is that with each passing administration, doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, it's like the size, scope, power of government gets enhanced and increased.
Yep.
At the expense of the liberty and privacy of the citizens.
Absolutely.
Like, why don't people get it that they're going to go to the polls this year and get rid of the Democrats and put the Republicans in?
Yep. Yep.
The Republicans aren't going to save the day. That isn't going to happen.
Never
why
have.
Why don't people get it? Why don't they turn into anarchists like I am? It's like it would be so much nicer that way.
Oh, you see, because the media has been saying for their whole lives that anarchists are bomb throwers and anarchism is violence, and so therefore they would never consider doing anything like that.
Yeah, don't use that in polite company. Voluntarist or free market capitalist or anything else, because the anarchist label has been smeared and been run through the mud. I don't even tell people that anymore because they have a different idea of what it means.
Yeah, I mean,
they have the idea of the lie the mainstream media morons told them. Yeah, I got that.
And that's why you're asking.
Public much either.
You're asking when these people will wake up. They're not going to.
Never.
Not until we as human beings evolve past all of this.
Well,
right now there are too many humans, too many people who are dependent on being ruled. They love their governments.
They love their masters.
They love their masters, and they cannot. They would rather not wake up in the morning and not know what to do with themselves. They would rather have someone tell them.
Most people have a yearning to be free.
No,
I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
That's
something that
doesn't exist with this government.
Jessica, that's the thing. I used to feel like that a long time ago. You know, maybe in the early years of this show, I really thought that everyone was a libertarian. They just didn't know it yet. And I've shifted in my belief on that, especially during the COVID thing really hammered it home for me, that people actually, by and large, do want to be told what to do.
Yes.
They do want to have a master to make them feel secure, like cattle. You know, they want to be led. They want to have somebody who they can look up to.
They want to be safe.
Yeah, that's what they want to feel. They want to feel safe.
And guess what? Most often, cattle mm-hmm. are very safe. Right up until they get slaughtered.
We're going to turn into Soviet Russia in another couple of decades.
Yeah.
I like not decades. We're there. We're right. Well, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Russia's doing great.
Well. I wouldn't say we're there yet, but the Communist Manifesto has been implemented like 8 of the 10 planks or whatever here
absolutely.
In the U.S.
Absolutely.
I mean,
take the kids. And the kids.
This is why, Jessica, we are constantly advocating for the migration of liberty-loving people, people who do understand, to come to the same geographic place, because there's no way we're going to convince our neighbors that freedom works unless we have a large enough numbers. And actually, Jeremy Kaufman was making this point on Free State Live, which is the Free State Project's weekly show that they're doing on Monday nights. I was listening to it today, the archive, and he's making the point that most people just want to go along to get along. And I think you touched on this earlier.
40%.
That's what most people do. They just want to feel like they're in the in crowd, right? They're what their views are popular. And if the views that are popular change, they'll change their views because they just want to go along to get along. So if we can create a place where liberty is heard, where liberty is common in the conversation, where there's people everywhere who are advocating for the ideas of freedom, whether it's in politics or on mainstream media or, you know, just at their local church or wherever, they hear other opinions.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Isn't New Hampshire right now somewhat authoritarian? I mean, it's more
all states
authoritarian
are. All
with
states.
Regard to the COVID than Florida is. I mean,
no, yeah. Not right now. No, not at all. New Hampshire's pretty laid back generally. There's a couple of towns that had a mask mandate. I think Nashville might still have one, but Keene just repealed its mandate. But there was no punishment whatsoever. The police in Keene were refusing to enforce it. So, New Hampshire is definitely the freest state of all the states.
Yeah, you might be confusing us with one of our neighbors, Massachusetts, Vermont,
yeah.
Maine, and New York especially.
Yeah.
They get the bad rap. Meanwhile,
New England sucks, except for New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the whole point is, because people are, they just want to go along to get along, they will go and adhere to whatever it is that appears to be the popular thing. And so if we can make liberty popular in one place, one little place, which is New Hampshire's a small place, then maybe we actually have a chance of getting the go along to get alongs on our side. And that's what it's going to take. We've got to have enough people
to get the ball rolling,
to make freedom popular.
And it only takes like between 5 and 15% to get the ball rolling. And everyone will march step. And those 30% the NPCs that I have a problem with,
mm-hmm.
they'll likely move out.
A lot of them have.
Because they want their government. They want
their safety.
They want their social security. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if they can't have it, they'll just move out. You know what? That's all right with me.
Jessica, I would recommend.
You know what? The entitlements only entitle you to abject poverty. That's it.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know,
as long as there's someone else's money, it'll work just fine. The entitlements. Until that money is used up, and then what are you going to do?
Here's what I'd recommend that you do, Jessica, is check out the Free State Project over at freestateproject.org. And they've got an event coming up that's sold out, that's coming up in like 2 weeks. That's called the Liberty Forum. You're not going to be able to go to that this year because it's sold out. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is still not sold out, but it will be soon for the summertime. Come on up and meet the community of liberty-loving people. If you describe yourself as a voluntarist or an anarchist or a libertarian, there is no better place. This is the libertarian homeland, and it's crystal clear. Effective the community has been here. If you haven't looked into it, you really owe it to yourself to find out about what's going on here, because it's something special. Jessica, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, if there's a better option out there, I want to hear about it, but I've been asking for that for years, and no one has provided it.
Hey,
so,
we're friends with Mark. Mark mm-hmm. is actually out there physically yep. looking for better options, and he's not getting anywhere.
He's trying to make one now, from what I understand.
Make an island?
Yeah, well, there's an island that exists, and from what I understand, he's planning on, like, building condos or something to get people to move down
Mark
there.
Mark Edge, man, I'm telling you.
I wish him the best. I mean, I hope that it works. I'd love to hear that it's a success. We'll see.
Hey, the infrastructure's already built here.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're building like you wouldn't believe. The sad part about this argument moving here to New Hampshire is real estate sucks right now. But it sucks most places.
Yeah,
except the big nasty cities where people are fleeing like rats from sinking ships.
You can still get a mansion here for the cost of a shack in San Francisco.
Exactly.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The phone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking with a lady that was an anarchist, self-described anarchist, and frustrated with the fact that the Republicans and Democrats never seem to figure out that they're just two sides of
the same coin.
Evil, big government, statist coin. And it doesn't seem to matter how many damn elections we go through that just makes it crystal clear that they have the exact same policies, they've got the exact same corporate benefactors, you know, the big bankers and all these cats.
Yeah, it's just a pendulum swinging back and forth.
Right.
You know, the left get power 1 year, 2 years later or 4 years later, goes to the other side, the right get power, and they don't get anything done?
Well, they do get things done. They take freedom away.
But they do it a little bit slower than, say, the Democrats would.
Well, they take different freedoms, so, you know, a little different here and there. But regardless, people never seem to figure it out. So the only solution, again, is to have people come together into one place geographically. And I mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That is coming up in the summertime. Actually, it's like just the week before summer. So the very last week, usually, of springtime, late June is when that happens, and it is almost sold out. And normally the Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets don't even go on sale
until
March. Yeah. Yeah, it's almost sold out, Conan. It was a sellout event last year for the first time ever. And it's going to happen again this year.
That's a big-ass campground.
Sold out. The campground itself is already sold out. You cannot get a campsite.
Whoa. All right, so usually we are the only ones who really, porcupines are really the only ones who camp there during this week. And I think they choose a particular week during the year, which is not, you know, stamping on someone else's party.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that the entire campgrounds have been filled by porcupines. Sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
And is that
every RV site, every campsite, sold out.
That's music to my ears. It's sad that there's not going to be options available for the latecomers. But
sorry. No, there are still some options. I'll say this. So the tickets are not sold out. They're over 80% sold out. So that's going to sell. It's going to be done. It's going to be sold out, and that's going to be the end of it. But for right now, you can still get a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket. It's just that you won't be able to get a campsite for yourself. Now, if you're smart about it, you connect to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like, I think they got a Telegram chat, and there's some other resources.
Probably a Facebook group.
You connect in there, and you say, hey, I need a place to put up a tent. Somebody's going to step forward and say, you can camp on my
side. I did that when I went. Yeah. I borrowed, a bunch of us were parked on the same little spot. I was sleeping in my truck. He was sleeping in his SUV or whatever. I think it was three of us all crammed in there, and we just slept in our vehicles.
Technically, the campsite or the campground,
they frown on it.
Yeah, technically you're not supposed to have more than like two tents per campsite, but they can fit more than two tents, and there's not much enforcement, if any, of that. They kind of look the other way on that particular rule. That's been my experience with that over the years, is they look the other way. But that said, a lot of people are just going to have to stay in a hotel somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and just and
any big faces, any big names are going to be at this
particular?
Honestly,
I have no idea. I think it's too early for them to even know at this point. People are just buying this thing because it is that big of an event now. Because people are figuring out that they have to vote with their feet, that they need to come check out New Hampshire because they've heard about it. They know there's something happening here. They heard the rumors that it's the number one most free place, that there's all these activists here. But is it real?
It is. And historically, this is the only – what was the girl called? Sarah? Jessica.
Jessica, yeah.
The only – historically, the way that you get things done – is you vote with your feet. Because trying to do it through bureaucracy and through all the red tape, it never works. Because they have set up the rules. They own the playbook, the rule book, and you're just never going to get through it. There's not enough of you.
Check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's also an event that comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is way more decentralized. It's called Fork Fest, and it happens the week after. It's June 27th through July 3rd. It's the 6th annual Fork Fest. I think the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going on year 19. So Fork Fest is the newer festival. It's the, you know, the little brother festival. It's smaller.
Crazy little brother.
There's not as many people that attend it. It's way more laid back. And it's more of a thing where if you want something to happen, you got to be the one that creates it. It's definitely looking for the doers to come there and attend. If you just want to kick back and enjoy a camp, you know, camping for a week with some cool people, then you can do that too. But if you want to, you know, provide some food for the people there, I'll tell you what, people can buy your food.
Oh yeah.
And if I mean, as long as it's good.
Oh yeah, this is quite a trip for me because I have things.
Yeah.
I have animals to feed. I have chickens, and I just don't like driving. But if I was to ever go again to Porkfest, mm-hmm. I would most definitely be setting up a food vendor shop.
Oh, yeah.
I would be selling something, French fries,
hot
dogs.
A lot of hungry people, and they don't want to leave that campground
because I know there are hungry people.
Yeah, you keep it simple.
They're not a whole lot of store. I think there's one grocery store.
You don't have to get crazy either. You can keep it simple, and people they'll sell you out.
Yeah.
So check it out, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar, June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around freedom-loving people here in the Shire. You want an excuse to come check out New Hampshire? You've been looking for a reason. These events are the best time to come out and do it. The weather's great. It's right there at the beginning of summer. It gets a little chilly in the North Country.
It's usually a little rainy.
It can be. It goes from rain to sun sometime in the same day, though. So, you know, definitely dress for, expect it warm during the day and expect it to cool down at night. So you might want to bring a hoodie.
You might want to go sit by that big monster bonfire and the drum circle.
They have that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the bonfire. I would love for there to be a bonfire every night at Forkfest, but so far no one has seen fit to create that. So that hasn't happened.
To bring in the wood to burn?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. I bet if they put together a little fundraiser, they can make it happen. So, but again, it's all up to who makes the things happen at Forkfest. Go to forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and from Forkfest. Let's talk to Joe in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the two Americas, you know, the 30% or whatever, like the Matrix type deal. And I believe Bill Maher has talked a little bit about this, how the new woke left basically lost their mind, you know, celebrating when somebody who's unvaccinated dies online.
Sick.
And just the cruel, you know, anytime anybody to the right of Stalin who's prominent, who's a public figure dies, they cheer it on social media. And, you know, basically they're nihilist and narcissist, and they're not like the old liberals that we grew up with back in the day that, you know, we just agree to disagree and that kind of thing. These people, anything, it's all about the agenda. That's all it is. That's why they can change their position on a dime, depending on who's in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
You notice there's no protest right now about police brutality because they never really cared about it.
Oh, yeah. No, they want the cops to crack down on the Freedom Convoy. I saw some post online, one of the social medias, I think it was Twitter, where some leftist was actually saying, well, yeah, all cops are bad, but you guys in Toronto or you guys in Ottawa, you're doing good work. And so, clearly,
when they're in charge, they're fine with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And now they're rooting for war with Russia.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre that the anti-war left are rooting for war?
They're not anti-war. We know
they used to be. Supposedly, they used to be anti-war.
They weren't during the Obama administration. It was only during Bush.
And you got the Neil Youngs of the world coming out, you know, talking about taking away speech from Joe Rogan.
Joe, do you have more that you want to talk about? I want to make sure we get time for you. You want to hang?
Oh, that's fine. You got a break.
All right, stand by, Joe. If you want to go, that's fine. More coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Biden delivered an update on Ukraine and said United States and its allies who are pledging new sanctions over Russia's latest aggression are working together and have been for weeks.
We have shown the United States and our allies and partners are working in unison, which he hasn't been counting on, Mr. Putin. We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Along with heavy banking sanctions, President Joe Biden also authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and military equipment in Europe to strengthen Baltic allies in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. As the U.S. daily COVID rate of death falls below 2,000 for the first time in months, there are still 13 states reporting daily death rates increasing by over 10%. This is USA Radio News. AT&T is ending some older services, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pryde.
AT&T is flipping the switch off on 3G service. On Tuesday, the wireless carrier will shut down its 3G network, which means multiple older smartphones and countless other devices that depend on 3G service inoperable. Verizon was the first to launch a 3G network in the United States back in 2002, during a time when the BlackBerry was the top smartphone to own. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
Looks like breaking news. I'm sorry, this isn't breaking at all. For some reason, it just popped up in my internet feed. Ron Paul apparently got blocked out of Facebook last month. I didn't know that.
He's getting blocked off of things all the time.
Yeah.
YouTube's blocking him.
Due to repeatedly going against our community standards, you are temporarily blocked.
That only makes it, he's only saying the exact same things we say, and we get knocked off of YouTube every couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't talk a whole lot of COVID tonight, so I don't think it's going to happen. By the way, we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're back on YouTube.
Is our Odyssey up and running?
Something's wrong with Odyssey tonight. They're doing some kind of upgrade on their live streaming system, so I think that's why we're not streaming there
tonight.
Yeah,
if you typically, I don't like plugging YouTube at all, but Odyssey is doing some work, and if you typically watch us via Odyssey, hey, YouTube's available.
They're there for now, but they could pull us tomorrow. We're also on Twitch. We're also on DLive. We're also on VK, the Russian site. We're on
we're all over the place.
Yeah, we're on a bunch of them. I've got a list of them over at video.lrn.fm.
Hey, man. Safety in numbers.
OK.ru, Africa TV, Float, the Libertarian.
Did you ever get on that Chinese outfit that you had to answer like 50 questions or something?
I tried, man. They wouldn't let me in.
Ian's over here with his phone, and he's translating all of the questions.
From Chinese, yeah.
And we were trying to make heads or tails because it was optional. Well, it's like A through like four options.
I don't remember.
And we were trying to translate the options, and it was, but it not only was it in another language, but it was in, it was different. It was another culture, and we were trying to translate this different culture, and it was very interesting.
I got through it. I mean, I nailed the questions. It was easy, but no, they wouldn't let me in. The Chinese streaming sites will not let you
talk politics,
talk about government. You know, the way we do. You cannot be anti-state. It's in their terms of service, and so they just won't let you in.
And since we're not on their credit system, they can't give us a thumbs down.
They can't send us to the re-education camps.
Or the Uyghur camps.
Well, we are on a Japanese streamer called FC2 Live. So we got one viewer on FC2 Live right now. We're on Facebook still. They haven't kicked us off of Facebook yet. One of our hosts had a Facebook account still, so we linked up to our Facebook with that. And then we're also on Twitter, which no one ever watches. But we're there.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. We got 8,000 followers supposedly on Twitter, but no one ever watches our Twitter feed. So. Huh.
Well, I know all of my people... Family, coworkers, friends, they never, because they're always talking about articles and stuff I should cover, and I'm like, why don't you just listen live? And they don't. They listen to it the next day at like a podcast.
I see.
And
well, at least they listen.
I don't know. Maybe it's something about because it's a nighttime show, and as opposed to like a morning radio show.
Mm.
I used to listen to the local radio show here almost religiously.
Mm-hmm.
During my drive and while at work, and I'm just wondering if it's because it's a nighttime show. There's different people are unable to and are unwilling
could be
to contribute, to participate.
Maybe I don't know.
Huh.
Either way, there's almost wide open phone lines. We're gonna go to Rudy listening to K Talks. He's listening on the radio out there out west in Arizona. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Earlier you had a call lady. Say that there was no difference between the right and the left.
Pretty much, yeah, I agree.
Really?
Absolutely. As far as the politicians are concerned, when you get down to the individuals, I think you will find some key differences in their belief systems.
When you consider that these people, don't you remember who was it? It was Turtle Face Boy, who was high fiving Pelosi. Was it Pelosi?
Who the hell is that? Turtle Face Boy.
I can't remember. He's one of the Republican... You know what I'm talking about, Rudy?
Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell. That piece of crap. That piece of filth. These people are all friends. It's like fake wrestling, man. Yeah. After the competition, they're going home and barbecuing together and drinking beers. They're buddies. It's a game. It's a play.
Yeah.
They're playing us.
You're saying that the leader of the Senate... The Republicans was congratulating, high-fiving Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
I'm saying they were fist bumping after at this event where they're supposed to be mortal enemies, but they're not. They're the same team. They're playing the game.
First of all, they're not mortal enemies. We're all Americans.
Not at that level. They're supposed to be mortal enemies.
They are not like us, Rudy. They are a completely different set of people. Huh?
We're all Americans. I mean, it's just in the last four decades that it's become a fist fight, pretty much. I mean, it's ridiculous.
In Congress are elites. They are people who do not believe themselves to be like the rest of us. They are the World Economic Forum types, the Davos types. These are the top-tier people who they don't even understand the lives that the rest of Americans lead. So, yeah, they might have been born in America, but that doesn't mean they share any of the same values that the rest of Americans do. Remember all those clips of, like, Hillary Clinton trying to act like a human being around other people and just not even understanding? She's never even driven a car in her life.
That is every clip of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but a woman
is a complete robot.
She's not unusual, though. There's a bunch of people like her.
Same thing with Kamala. Kamala, whatever her name is.
So Rudy, go ahead.
So you disagree with us? You think that there is a difference between the two?
I know there is.
What's that?
I mean, well, okay. As an example, in Texas with the snitch on somebody you know that got an abortion law, right? That's what it is. You can get $10,000 if you can rat out some woman that got an abortion. Mm. That's the law in Texas now.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? Small government Republicans, and now they got we've got snitches now.
But how is that different from the Democrats in New York that'll give you $10,000 if you rat somebody out with a gun?
Or who is unvaxxed in some situations.
Okay. And in Michigan, there's going to be an election for attorney general.
Uh-huh.
And there's three Republicans running for the position in the primary. And someone asked them, you know what Griswold versus Connecticut is?
No, I don't.
It was in 1965 when they believed that contraception was against the law, even if you were a married couple.
Hmm.
It was the law that decriminalized birth control.
Okay.
Okay. And these three Republicans running for attorney general of the state of Michigan, they all agreed that it was wrongly decided. So they want to criminalize birth control for even married people in Michigan. Once again, Republicans, no. In the bedroom, you know, it's ridiculous. It was wrongly decided. So they want to criminalize birth control for even married people in Michigan. Once again, small government Republicans, no. In the bedroom, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I get what you're saying, man. But ultimately, the fundamentals between the Republicans and the Democrats are not very different. I mean, yeah, you can find an issue here and an issue there, but the fact is they all believe in bigger government. They all want to have new rules.
Federal law.
I was going to say, there's plenty of examples here in New Hampshire. I mean, the Republicans here tend to be pretty libertarian.
Congress.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to Congress because, I mean, they're always destroying our freedoms, and so, like, I don't know. I think under the Republicans and the Democrats, they're always making government bigger. They're always ruining people's lives. They're always sending innocent people to prison. They're always murdering peaceful people.
And they're always getting in our businesses. They're always getting out of business.
Yep.
You got, as you mentioned, both authoritarian.
Yep.
Both think they know better than us. And both want to get in the power so that they can rule and decree onto us.
And they've all been in power without the other party being in control. When the Republicans are in power, they don't roll the government back.
Nope.
So, I appreciate your call. Thanks, Rudy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media site. It is a Mastodon-based system, which means it's open source, which means it's self-hosted.
Yep.
Means we're running the server.
Yep. Means they can't kick you off as long as you're on the server, as long as the server stays up.
If Ron Paul were on our server, he'd never be restricted.
Yep. And you can block whoever you don't like. Or just not follow them, yep. And you won't see anything you don't like.
Exactly. Head over to social.freetalklive.com.
But you shouldn't do that. You need to know what the other bubble is saying and thinking and doing. Otherwise, I mean, you're just that. You're in a bubble and you don't really know what's going on, except what you are allowed to see and hear. You don't know what the opposition is saying. And why are they the opposition? Why do you disagree with them so heavily?
Usually because they want to put me in a prison cell.
Exactly. But I mean, in the case of the guy who wants to put you in a prison cell, mm-hmm. Why do they hate you so much, Ian?
Because we're a threat to the status quo here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And they are the status quo.
I think what it really boils down to is
a peaceful threat.
I think what it really boils down to is we're boat rockers.
Yeah.
And we rock the boat and we ask questions of their reality.
Right.
We question their reality, and it hurts. It's called cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
I think it literally hurts some people. Like physically,
for sure.
They have brain pain whenever they hear something that they don't agree with because they've decided, I don't know when, is the way.
And they want to shut it down or shut it up.
That's the first thing they'll do. They'll call into this show and they'll be like, I think you guys should be and then they'll call one of their local politicians and I think these guys should be taken down
off the air.
Or they call Trudeau or whoever, anyone in power, and they're like, these guys have to be taken down because they hurt my brain.
I want to go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Jack.
Oh, on that subject, if you have a rate like 1, 2, 3. To debate with, have a good, honest, fun debate with between a Democrat, a religious person, non-binary, I don't know, or a Republican, if you had to have a debate with one of them, a religious person, a Democrat, or a Republican, 1, 2, 3, wouldn't a Democrat always fall number three?
What do you mean by that, number three?
What is a religious person's political affiliation? Are they Democrat or Republican?
Well, I think there's at this point in society, I think you said it best that everything's going to hell, but I think you can still have an honest debate with a religious person.
Yes, you can.
You may not agree with them. And most
Republicans. Some of these warmongers who are
not McConnell.
Not Mitch McConnell. Who's this? Who's McCain? Not her.
Not McCain. Not yeah. But a Democrat. I mean, I lived most of my life in Portland from about 17 to about 39 or so, and you can't talk to him.
Hmm.
You know, there's no debate there. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Well, no, I see what you're saying. I've seen the Free Staters, for instance, invite the Democrats in New Hampshire to debates, and they will not respond. They will not debate.
Because they can't.
Yeah.
They don't have a real argument. All they have is dogma.
Mm-hmm.
They have party lines that they rule them. And they
can't be questioned.
It cannot be questioned, and they can't think outside of the lines. They can't think outside of the box.
But the good news is, Conan, you're right. A lot of them are leaving. They're throwing up their hands in frustration because of the Free Staters here, the libertarians that are getting active and getting elected, and that are a huge threat to the status quo. A lot of them are just saying, you know what, it's better off if I just move to Massachusetts or Vermont, or in many cases move back to Massachusetts or Vermont. Jack, anything else you want to share?
Just the liberals happen to love RT. The irony there is so intense, but they can't see it.
You mean RT,
the channel, Russia
television?
Russia Today?
Yeah, after 4 years of Trump.
Right, because Russia was bad when Trump was in office.
And that's only one thing. I mean, even like earlier, you guys were talking about they're like suddenly pro-war, they're suddenly pro-police. And it just, they're pro-government.
I didn't know that they were pro-RT. I thought RT is getting blocked everywhere. And they're not very popular anymore, by the way. Not like they were, you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah, wouldn't they be against RT now because they're in favor of war with Russia?
They should be. They're not. I've watched RT. I hate to say that. But
I don't, why hate to say it?
I love RT. It's a great program.
That Ottawa mayor, that was an article from RT. They're lambasting that mayor.
Yeah, if you want to get a critical perspective.
Irony is the only thing I'm trying to say here.
All right. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David?
Yeah, it's David from Needles. Listening to you on K-Talks. Needles, California.
No, you're David in New Mexico. What are you calling about?
I'm David the Bigot. And what happened to Scott the Bigot? Because I got some Scott the Bigot material that I'd like to share, but I haven't heard from Scott the Bigot for a long time. So, okay, well, I'm going to take his place then. Here's some facts. Here's some facts. The Biden administration is apparently president of the United States. And in the Biden administration, here are some bigwig players of the Biden administration. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State. Merrick Garland, Attorney General. Jeffrey A. Rosen, Deputy AG. John Cohen, HHS. Jared Borenstein, White House Administration, White House Counsel of the Economic Advisors. These are my notes. I wrote them down as you suggested. Dr. John Brownstein, CDC. Sarah Bloom Raskin, Biden appointee to Vice Chair, Federal Reserve. John Green.
Okay.
I don't think
we need the whole list of the administration. So what's
the
point?
Okay. Well, that's not even half of the prominent people in the Biden administration. Emhoff, Vice President, married to whatever Emhoff, billionaire. These are facts. These people exist. Those are facts. What I want to ask the media. And you're the media, and K-Talks is the media, Steve Rubin that owns K-Talks is the media, and why, I just presented facts, right? Why, when somebody presents facts, does that equate to anti-Semitism?
What?
I don't know.
So you called into your show, and you just explained who is in control, and they said it's anti-Semitic?
These people are all Jewish.
Okay.
And they're in control.
Well, so what? They are 2.4% of the general population, but they're roughly, what, 80% of the Biden administration. Now, if I – let's take Alabama.
Wasn't that the same in the Trump administration as well? His whole family?
Yes, and I can do a whole Trump thing, but you don't have time for that right now. And since people are upset about this, let's go to, like, for instance, Alabama or
so
Georgia.
So are you somebody who believes that – just to clarify, are you somebody that – are you a Jewish supremacist?
I think he's asking.
No,
he's asking the Jewish question.
I'm not. I gave you facts.
No, but I'm curious because there's some people who believe who don't like Jewish people, but also at the same time believe that they are actually a superior race because
they're God's chosen people.
Well, whatever. Anyway, as I told you before, my father was a Holocaust survivor. My daughter is Jewish. So if you want to, instead of calling me an anti-Semite,
I didn't call you that, did I? Did anyone on this show call you that?
I'm not talking about you. You is general, as in the people that are listening. You in general that would like to attack me, instead of calling me an anti-Semite, you can call me a self-hating Jew, because there's an angle for everything. Yeah.
Okay, so you are like Scott then, if that's the case, because Scott was also a self-hating Jew.
I told you up front, I am taking the place of Scott.
Yeah, you literally are.
Scott,
so wait, are you saying you're a bigot? Is that what you're saying?
You can call me a bigot.
Well, you just said you're taking the place of Scott the bigot.
Wait, you can't be a bigot unless, do you hate these people?
No, I actually like them.
All right, you're not a bigot. You're just asking the question.
Yeah,
that ruins the whole shtick. Then
you don't think you're inferior. You don't think Jews are inferior to other people.
No, not at all.
Okay, then you're not a racist.
Well, I didn't say I was a racist. I said I was a bigot. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the problem is that whenever a person tries to present a fact, like I presented the facts of the Biden administration, that Jews are 2.4% of the general population, but they're approximately 80% plus or minus of the Biden administration, people call you an anti-Semite or a self-hating Jew. And I want to know why that is.
Well, I don't know. We didn't call you that.
Because that's what they learned. That's what mainstream media told them to do.
Yeah.
It's the same thing if you believe something like, I don't know, the earth is flat. They immediately go to tinfoil hat wearing and then they call you a flat earther.
I mean, that one is pretty kooky. Yeah. Hey, the space flight things are only $450,000. You go
great.
Prove it to yourself now.
Great. I think I have enough Bitcoin in the bank in my wallet to do that.
You know what? Eventually it'll be like $450. And I don't know if it's going to be 10 years or 15 years, but that price is going to come down, down, down.
Where are they going? Where are they heading? They can't get past the Van Allen radiation belt.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.